Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio lesson, I will talk about comedy of humors. But even before we begin our discussion on comedy of humors, it is worth pointing out that comedy of humors is different from comedy of ideas or commedia dell'arte, which began in Italy, whereas comedy of ideas is, broadly speaking, the plays, kind of plays, which George Bernard Shaw wrote. And then two more things are comedy of manners and comedy of intrigue. All of these are forms of comedy, yet they are different. They are not the same. An example of comedy of intrigue can be Afra Behn's The Rover. Then, with regard to comedy of manners, a good example can be The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. So, while preparing for comedy of humors, do make sure that you know what the or how it is distinguished from these other types of comedies. Now, with regard to comedy of humors, Ben Jonson is said to have developed and refined this genre of comedy, but he is not regarded as the originator or the starter of this thing. There is plenty of evidence to show that in earlier morality plays there were some references to humors, but Ben Jonson, yes, he is said to be the greatest exponent of comedy of humors. And in this comedy, the word humor basically refers to a dominant trait of personality, and there are broadly four temperaments. One is choleric, then melancholic, then sanguine, then phlegmatic. And choleric just means that somebody is bad-tempered or irritable. And sanguine means somebody is optimistic and positive. And the meaning of melancholic is, well known. It broadly means somebody who is sad or heartbroken. And phlegmatic means somebody who is not very emotional. But the temperaments are not as precise as just this, because this is only the dictionary meaning of these four words. Choleric, sanguine, melancholic and phlegmatic. There is a slightly more detailed description as to what these four terms mean in the comedy of humors. So just go through that. But in a exam like situation, you will broadly be asked this. They won't be asking you very difficult questions. And Ben Jonson's two important works, which are also good examples of comedy of humors, are Every Man in His Humor and Every Man Out of His Humor. So Every Man in His Humor and Out of His Humor, two different plays, okay? And in the induction to Every Man Out of His Humor, Jonson even explains his theory in detail. And the easy part about reading Jonson is that the name of the characters that Ben Jonson chooses reflect the disposition or temperament which they might have. For instance, there are names like Kitely, Dame Kitely, then Nowell, then Brainworm, then Justice Clement, then Fastidious Brisk. So, in Jonson's comedies, each of the major characters has a dominant humor that ultimately gives that character a unique disposition or temperament. And during the Renaissance and during Jonson's time, it was believed that the human body is composed of four bodily fluids, and an imbalance in any of those four will lead to a certain disposition or temperament. Okay, so this is broadly why it is called comedy of humors. And one more thing I want to add is that comedy of humors is not limited to Ben Jonson. There are other practitioners of this type of comedy as well. For example, later on we have George Chapman. And Chapman's play called All Fools, this is also an example of comedy of humors. And then later on we have Philip Messenger, whose play called A New Way to Pay Old Debts. That can also be classified, broadly speaking, as a comedy of humor. Okay. As a recap, you should know what exactly is the meaning of comedy of humors, or why it is called comedy of humors, and what are the four humors that are considered to be dominant, and also know some good examples of such a genre of comedy, particularly the works of Ben Jonson, especially Every Man in His Humor and Every Man Out of His Humor.